The JVS Show.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
Derek is in Hemel. He wants to join our conversation. Hello, Derek.
Yeah, hello, mate.
Morning. You're through to myself, Carolyn Ian.
Yeah, I've never had a woman be so bigoted all my life. Some points she did say earlier on, that she can say what she likes to raid as long as she don't offend anybody. Well, she offended a hell of a lot of people, me included, by classifying all council house people as being scruffy and dirty.
Exactly.
I live in a council house. It's clean, it's tidy, it's got a wonderful, neat garden, and I'm proud of it. And as far as that woman's concerned, I agree with the previous caller. She's the biggest racist I've ever met in my whole darn life.
She's the biggest.
I'd like to come for a brick through her window, I'll tell her.
Hang on, there's going to be no throwing bricks through people's window.
It'll never find me.
That's why you can say what you're saying, because you know nobody can find you.
Well, in actual fact, I'm not 100% British, and that's the reason I defend people from other countries.
That's not a defence, that's an excuse.
No, it isn't an excuse.
Why did you say it then?
Because my father went through a lot of racism remarks when he came to this country. Racist remarks. And that's why I defend people from other countries.
Right. But getting back to the flag, do you think then, Derek, it's acceptable to fly the flag from a council property?
Well, yeah, in moderation. I must admit, I do agree when people fly it 24/7, it's like when people put posters up on lampposts and never take them down again. Yeah, I can agree with that on that point, but to say you can't fly the flag, it means that you're totally unpatriotic. And another thing is that people, you've got coloured people and farm people living in private houses, and they fly, and Muslims actually fly the Union Jack. So where's this problem coming from?
Well, the whole idea of talking about this in the first place, and it sounds as if you actually are in quite a lot of agreement with Carol, because the whole point of it is it's people who want to leave the flag up all the time.
Well, yeah, in that case, I do agree with her on that point. It's about the only point I agree with her on.
Right. OK,
I'll
all right.
I'll give her 1 out of 10.
All right.
Thank you. I don't want 1 out of 10 from you.
I won't give you anything.
I wouldn't mix with you in real life, anyway.
What?
Oh, you snob! You stuck-up woman!
Yeah,
God, your nose is so high in the clouds, it must be cold.
I am stuck-up.
Yeah, I know, your nose is so high in the clouds, it must be freezing.
What? I'm proud of the people I associate with, and it wouldn't be someone like you.
Why? What's wrong with poor Derek?
Why? Because he's ignorant.
Ignorant? Excuse me, madam, I've got more qualifications than you have. I've served in the armed forces, and I've got more right to speak than you have.
You don't know how to speak to anybody. You don't
well, I know how to speak to you.
Female properly. You speak like a pig.
Grunt, filming grunt to you too. You speak like a silly
old.
Excuse me, you two are like an old cow.
You probably look like one,
right,
don't you?
Right, we've got to go. Thank you so much for all of your calls. I'm outraged.
The JVS Show.
BBC Three Counties Radio.